Oh, hurry up.
Man.
Hurry up. What's happening?
I was going to hit the thing. I mean, the mics are live. They hear
oh,
this.
Oh, are they?
They are.
Welcome to the dumbest show ever. It's well, just
it
black.
It hasn't started yet. Can I hit the Raptor, please?
No.
I'm going to do
hurry
it.
Hurry up.
Okay, now we're here.
Now it's the dumbest show.
Now it's the show, dude.
Welcome to the show.
What is it with you?
It's your boy.
Just being like
Seth and Colbs.
Just talking during the introductions. Hmm? Like, why can't you wait till the intro?
I think it's a classic. It's a class act.
You can't know.
It shows that we're professional yet not, and we're friendly. It's like a welcoming atmosphere.
You know, in our life, we have watched a lot of Entourage, and we have quoted Turtle talking to Johnny Drama saying, "You're too stupid to even respond to." And I've said it to you many times, but mm-hmm. I think right now is the only time I've actually ever meant
nah,
it.
Nah, I doubt it.
Because I didn't know what to say.
Well, I think I was right, and you just suck at talking.
Okay, that could be.
It's not what you
that's
do
good.
For a living at
that's
all.
Good, because I'm still eating dinner, so you continue to do the talking.
No! Why are you eating dinner on the show?
I ran late.
What happened?
I had to do some errands.
Did you have, like, a panic attack?
No.
Did you have
just hungry.
A break-in?
Uh-uh.
Did you have a volcano erupt in your apartment?
Maybe after this meal it will, yeah. That could be. Mm-mm.
What made you run late?
Well, you had to go to the bank.
Talk about me talking in the fucking intro.
Because I had
rude
to.
Rude as shit.
It is. It's true. I can't defend it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the bank because I had to pay a bill. And we've been meaning to get me added.
Bill paying. Nice.
To Chris's account because we're married now and I can get a debit card. So we did that.
Do you not have a debit card?
Not for her bank.
No.
Yeah.
So now you're just going to be spending her money left and right?
Well, I already did that.
Well, yeah,
and
now,
but now I have my own. I can
things.
Do it without her at
you
without
can do
her
it
knowing
immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like in stores, you could do anything online, but you know now in stores.
What's a mukbang?
Live mukbang.
What's that?
Also,
hi Icy and hi Pro Xbox Crafts.
Hey,
good to see you guys. How you doing?
Yeah, I don't. Hi. I don't. I'm not.
So
even
that took a little longer than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go to the video rental place to see if they had Yoshi for tomorrow for my stream.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. So we had to call another one, but we did that while driving. So and then we had to go to Target and go grocery shopping, which is where we got our frozen meals, because this month we are buying all our groceries at Target.
Mm-hmm.
To
why?
Because we got a bunch of Target gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
For the bridal shower, and we're broke. And so
you.
We're just going to shop only at Target.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, that works.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What burger did you get? White Castle?
Like the off-brand one.
Mm-hmm. So worse.
They're good. You want to try a bite?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm real good.
They're pretty good, man.
I had this weird, what was it? Honey, garlic, lemon chicken.
Uh-huh.
With seasoned salt potatoes and... I literally just ate this. How did I forget this?
Like, Wins literally just ate it.
Britt's screaming at the TV.
Is it like an hour ago just ate it?
Yeah, like an hour
like
ago.
Like, this was your dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is embarrassing.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I could not.
You just ate an hour ago and you don't
for
remember?
For the life of me what I ate.
Okay.
Broccoli. Broccoli. Broccoli.
You did it!
I got there.
You got it, man. I'm proud
of
you.
I knew it wasn't one of the things that I like. Well, I like it. It wasn't like top two.
Wait, why am I screaming, Princess? Don't worry about it. Just.
I forgot what I ate for dinner.
No, don't raise her blood pressure. Just go about your day, Britt. Go do laundry. Is she doing laundry tonight?
No, she's going out to eat. And watching the opening game of the Red Sox.
Oh, boo! MLB, God.
That's already starting again, man.
It wasn't long enough.
I feel like it just ended.
It's because it did. It's not enough off-season. The MLB should start an off-season at the end of last season, and then it should last for infinity.
Yeah.
Sucks.
We don't need to do laundry. That's
baseball.
Not that bad.
Baseball. Well, I just figure like she does it every Thursday, so, you know.
Oh,
who are the Red Sox playing tonight? Some high school team?
Yep.
Are they the World Series champs?
Yep.
So is Boston World Series champs and Super Bowl champs this year?
Yep.
Okay.
They might be about to be NHL champs, too.
Wow.
Bruins are in the playoffs? Yeah, they secured a seat. I don't know if they took their division.
They were second runner-up in the Overwatch League Season 1, man.
Boston?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're taking over everything.
They're owned by Robert Kraft. I only imagine he payola in the Overwatch League like he does everything else, right?
That's not the one
that
got arrested with
That's the one. The Patriots owner, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Also owns the Boston Uprising, the Overwatch League team.
That's hilarious.
Yep. Whole prostitution thing. Awkward.
Yeah.
I mean...
Hey, speaking of politics...
That's not political.
I mean, it's kind
of. All right, let's just segue right into it. First 5 minutes of the show, let's get political, let's do it. What could possibly go wrong?
Did you see the Mueller report came out?
I did.
And that there wasn't Russian collusion?
Well, yeah, that's what the summary says.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a report.
So the summary is just bullshit?
I don't know.
So you think something's different in the report?
No.
Okay.
I think that nothing...
So let's just go based on that the summary is correct.
I think what it does is it proves that me and you are right. Nothing ever matters.
Yeah.
The report wasted how much of our life? A year and a half?
2 years, yeah.
And it came out and it says nothing.
Yep.
It says, we can't really say he didn't, but we also can't really say he did. He's exonerated.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he's not innocent, he's just exonerated.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not even exonerated.
Right, he's just like, you can't do anything.
Yeah. What they found...
We paid for that!
What they found didn't prove he did anything wrong.
Right.
But it also doesn't exonerate him of that crime if they further do find something wrong. Which they won't, because I doubt it happened.
And even if it did, they won't ever find it, because by the time the report's done, he'll be out of office.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I do.
You think he's going to lose in 2020?
Absolutely, he's going to
lose
in 2020. I think so.
I don't know, man.
I think he won because of memes the first time around, and I think everyone's like, these memes aren't funny anymore.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, Republicans are pretty happy with him. Like, he's dumb, but he's actually done stuff.
I don't know, man.
He's done
Here's my opinion.
Stuff.
Win or lose, doesn't matter.
I'd rather a dude that does stuff than a dude who doesn't do stuff.
He hasn't done anything.
He's done a lot of
stuff. He hasn't done anything. What's he done? Name one thing he's done.
Oh, he, like, lessened, he did some prison reform to where, like, people can retry their cases, like, from 40-plus years ago or something like that.
Wow.
Where DNA evidence wasn't exactly the best.
Thank God.
Hey, I fucking said something!
Thank God.
And also,
that
matters to people who are innocent or in jail rotting away.
Yeah.
You're a cold-hearted bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to argue with that. That's a fact, yeah. Like you. Like Mr. Warmheart over there.
I mean, I care for... That gets me, man.
It does not.
It does, too.
Prisoners get
you.
You
waste your entire life. Your entire being.
That's what I'm doing now.
Stuck behind walls where you can't do this, you can't do fun, you can't have sex, you can't eat cheeseburgers.
You eat cheeseburgers in prison. 100% they eat cheeseburgers.
Whatever. Anywho. I'm just saying. That's something good.
We laugh at the sad dog commercials, man, and prisoners make you happy?
I think he did something for the national parks, I want to say.
Yeah, he shut them down.
No. Well, I mean, minus that month and a half.
It's a big list, man. You got me.
Just follow Bash on Facebook. He posts a whole bunch of good stuff.
Oh, no, is he a Trump supporter?
It kind of is, I think. I mean, for as much as I know that Bash follows politics, I think he kind of is.
Oh, God, dude. I don't know why anyone is involved in politics at all.
No.
Like, it's just asking for people to hate you. No matter who you choose, someone's going to hate you. Just don't be involved.
I just laugh.
Man, what can you do? If you don't laugh, you cry, man. That's been my motto for years. Yeah? Yeah? We're those prisoners, man.
What?
Those prisoners.
Prisoners of life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're out now. On the streets. You get to name a galaxy, what would you name it? Good galaxy.
Barfaloni.
Dude, that's a good galaxy name, dude. The Barfaloni galaxy?
Yeah, man.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, man. Would you spell it, though, like baloney with an L-O-G-N-A at the end? Or would you spell it with a Y?
I'd spell it with a Y because I'm not a psychopath.
I feel like for science reasons, you should spell it weird and then make people pronounce it. Like they say Uranus, but they make you pronounce it Uranus.
No.
You know? Which is actually a double one because then you're just saying urine. Oh. So.
There's no good way to say that name. Who found that?
Uranus? Some
Uranus.
Idiot? Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you he's like, wow, dude, we found a planet! Hey, Timmy! What name is planet? You got any ideas? Yeah, name it Uranus, you jerk!
That's a great name.
That's a great name, Uranus. Let's do it.
Do you follow the space subreddit?
I do not.
No?
I mean, if it gets to
did
all,
you
I
know?
See it.
Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Randomly stopping the show.
Okay.
Jupiter.
Yes.
Its gravitational pull is the thing keeping the comet ring from coming in and crashing into us and Mars and Venus and Mercury and the moon and the sun.
That's not ever going to stop, right?
No. Well, hopefully not. There was also a large
explosion. Because we'd all die, right?
There was an Earth-sized explosion on Jupiter like a couple days ago. Somebody recorded it.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, probably. It was a big old storm, man. You want to get in that storm?
Does that mean we can have, like, moon-sized explosions on this planet?
Yes.
Storms? Are storms more violent there?
Yeah.
How do storms work, man?
Atmosphere.
Does Jupiter have an atmosphere?
Yeah.
You're saying, I don't know.
It's a planet, so the whole thing is atmosphere.
If there's no oxygen, how can there be lightning?
Who knows if it was lightning, man? It could be like a proton explosion, atoms mixing and
then don't call that
glass.
A storm. That's not a storm.
It's a storm. It looks like a storm. We're humans. We relate things to what we can see.
I see lightning go storm. There's no lightning. It's not a storm. It's a dust cloud.
It's not a dust cloud. It was bright.
I'm going to look if Jupiter has oxygen.
You go for it. It probably has all of the chemicals. And by chemicals, I mean elements.
Jupiter's largest moon has oxygen. Is that what I asked? Most planets in our solar system have some oxygen in their lower atmospheres.
Bam! Suck it.
Okay.
It exists.
All right, man. Why can't we live there, then? What's so hard?
It's not enough oxygen. We don't only need oxygen.
Well, we have filters.
Because the whole planet's made out of gas, there's not a solid surface. So we just fall through it.
Put down some plywood.
And then burn alive, because the gas is probably real hot.
So if you stand on it, you just fall through it?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
You come out the other end.
And then you go back down?
Yeah.
You just perpetually going up and down through
the
planet?
It depends on your
that
momentum.
That sounds amazing.
It depends on your momentum. But
I want to be shot out of a rocket
could
and go
not,
to Jupiter.
If you could not disintegrate from the heat, then yeah, you just go back and forth and back and forth.
Why is it hot? It's out
in
the middle of space. A lot of it's cold. There's no sun.
In the middle of planets, it's hot.
Why?
Because that's how planets work.
Dude, I don't know how planets work.
Have you seen, like, a chart of the Earth where it's
hot,
a big old yellow right in the middle?
That's Earth, dude. Planets are different.
No.
All Earths are the same, you planet racist.
Planets are planets, idiot.
Dude, no.
Yeah.
Our planet has water.
No, planets are the same.
We don't have
They're
water.
They're all the same. It's just a matter of the chemicals on the top. You know, the top part of the Earth is, like, that much. Not even that. Like, that big.
So,
compared to the rest of the fucking Earth.
I know that, okay.
Where it's like just rock.
I know about the Earth.
Just hot rock.
Okay, I understand how the Earth works, okay?
You sure? Because it sounds like you don't.
I know how it works,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
So if it's not solid and heat wasn't an issue, could you shoot through the planet?
You couldn't shoot through it.
Why?
Well, you'd shoot through it, and then due to its gravity,
it'd pull you back.
It'd pull you back,
and then you'd
and
shoot
then
through
it
again.
It would be this thing until you slowed down due to friction,
and then you'd end up in the middle,
just stuck.
We could make a movie about that, right?
I mean, we're stuck on Earth. We can't just jump and go into
space. Well, right, because but our planet is hard. Jupiter is a gas giant. You said we should be able to go through it. If our entire planet was made of mist like Jupiter, we should be able to fly through it.
No.
Why?
Because it's hot and will disintegrate your entire body.
Heat wasn't an issue.
That is the number one issue.
Well, I've invented a suit that's heat proof.
Also, distance. Distance is also an issue. You can't get there. You'll die.
What if I get loaded? Okay, heat, not an issue. Spring loaded into a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like a luge style. And it shoot right at the planet like a bullet. All right?
Okay, here's
you go
a,
through
no,
the planet, come
question.
Back through the planet.
So, if you're saying that, imagine space is filled with oxygen by some gigantic
vacuum
thing.
That has sucked the air from somewhere else and spit it into space, yes.
Well, that wouldn't make sense then.
Still a plausible
imagine
theory.
You could breathe in space. There's not oxygen, but you can breathe and exist.
Okay.
Would you feel air resistance if you were just exposed to going 100 miles an hour? Would your face like
there's no friction in space, right? So no.
So you, what would that feel like?
Wouldn't feel like anything, I would think.
That hurts my head.
Because you only get friction from air.
Hey, you remember when we said this was the dumbest show ever?
This is our smartest show, dude. No. We're solving scientific problems right now, man.
We're talking out of the deepest part of our ass. And then none of it is actually making any actual scientific sense.
Deepest part. Where's that located? About where on your body?
Start of the large intestine.
All right, I was just curious. So, okay, well, how do we even get... we blame Pro Xbox crap for that, right?
Yep, he started that.
He did that. Okay. Can we get to these topics? Because I have some great stuff.
Yeah, man, let's rock.
Okay, you want to do... All right, here's what we got, man. So have you seen this from the Avengers? This is the posters, the face posters, every character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's split 50-50, all right, which is pretty cool. 16 on one side, 16 on the other. All right, so we got the people who have been.
Are there any on there that we didn't know about?
I think the biggest surprise is probably Valkyrie right here because she's not in the first movie.
Okay. Peppers are confirmed.
Right.
We knew
I mean,
that
Happy's a little surprising.
Yeah.
Like, but I think it confirms that Happy's alive.
Woo's a surprise. Didn't
Wong.
Know about Wong. Wong, Woo.
We, like, we didn't know he
that
didn't get
racist.
Dusted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody else on here we knew lived.
So is Happy going to be in
I would
Endgame?
Guess so. Yeah, man, right? I mean, I would assume he's assisting Pepper while Tony's gone. And then here's
probably.
The people that are gone. So Wasp is gone, but we knew that. But she gets a poster. I think that's it. Like, no one else is really...
Yeah.
Oh, Shuri. Shuri getting dusted is kind of a big deal, which, honestly, that kind of hurts my whole copying theory, because we were going to steal her technology, so...
Yep.
My prophecy might be a little falling apart,
man.
But I think the number one point of being a prophet is to never falter on your prophecy.
Why is Bucky, like, one of the ones that are, like, turned backwards?
So, like, this guy took all the posters, and he noticed that if you arrange them, they're all slowly turning towards the camera. Which has to be intentional, right?
And you'd think.
I mean, why else would they... I mean, or maybe, you know, they just, like, had a grid, but, like, they're just slowly turning. You know, it's kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird that's happening. I also have a lot of fan edits. You want to see some of these?
Yeah.
So here's one of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is Drax invisible?
Drax invisible because he's standing perfectly still, so you can't you can't see him.
That's perfect.
That's a pretty good one, I thought. What's up, Menace? Good to see you. Good to see you.
Menace.
Here's another one, a good one, I think,
My
of Guardians.
Hurts. How have we never compared his name to a penis?
Because I've never said Menace before. Are we gonna go with Menace now?
Menace the penis.
So Menace, Menice, Meniche, and...
Menace the penis, man.
You know, he tier 3 sub to his
Dinas the penis.
This is how you teach him?
Yeah.
To F report reward him?
I do teach him like this, yes.
Okay, all right, well. What about this guy? All your fault.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about this one? Rocket just says, get that arm.
So dumb.
You don't like that one? Okay, we'll keep going. Let's get off the Guardians theme. What about Wong? I wouldn't say no to a tuna melt.
Did all the other ones say for the fallen?
Avenge the fallen. Yeah, avenge the fallen. That's what they all say. What about
this
one?
What did the dead people's ones say?
Same
avenge
thing.
Us?
It says the same thing. Avenge the fallen.
Well, they can't do shit. They're dead.
Yes, that is accurate. But I think that the statement is the same. Just avenge the
meanest
fallen.
Got the meanest penis, man.
What about this one that just says bang Aunt May on Happy's face?
I thought Iron Man was going to go. Oh, wait, no. He's with Pepper. That's right.
And then this is, I think, my favorite one. I texted you this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Enter the ass.
What about this one? So you know this about Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
All right, that Ant-Man, everybody wants to just go up Thanos' butthole and just get big.
Did you see that
to
really
kill Thanos.
Professional
What's
CGI
up, Ren?
Edited?
Are you talking about this right here?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this, the title. Yeah.
So this is a video of Ant-Man running.
They really should add some fucking sound to this.
Well, it has sound. I have it muted. Is there sound?
I don't know. Unmute it. Let's see.
There
oh,
is
perfect.
Okay. This is even better now. So you just see Ant-Man running. He's small. Thanos is gripping the Infinity Gauntlet. Ant Man eyes his butthole right up his butt, and he just and he's dead. What's up, Bon Hovo? So, you know, this is a lot of talent for
something so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good too. That's the most amazing point. Like, because this is all custom, right? But I like the little hole.
Yeah, I mean, they have... I mean, I'm sure people out there have made the models of Thanos, and you just download the...
Probably.
But you still have to animate that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one. But here's my favorite, I think, of all of them. It's just an Always Sunny crowd. It's just Danny Beard just says, throw me in the trash.
So dumb. I'm out of the loop on the internet. I've
Why?
Gone dark.
Oh, because you're at work.
I've gone
Colby
dark.
Colby has to actually work now.
Yeah, I've gone dark, and so I can't keep up like I used to. And I saw you sent me this, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I saw you
and
didn't really.
I was
scrolling
Reddit on my lunch today, and I saw like a whole bunch of these fuckers, and I'm like, God damn it.
Do you see that Taylor is a Thanos sympathizer? She says, such brutality for someone just trying to do good
of
for the galaxy.
Of course she would. She loves Sansa.
Sansa's the worst. By the way, I know Ren.
She likes
he
the
has
worst
to do his
and
job.
Hates the worst. Wait, no, she likes the worst and hates the worst. What? No, she likes the worst just in general. That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't know where the fuck I was going with that.
She likes the worst. She hates the best. I think is what you wanted to say.
That's it.
It's pretty easy to just do opposite word comparisons.
There you go.
Man,
that was it. That's where I was trying to go.
Yeah, pretty simplistic.
What's simplistic?
That just word association.
No, words.
Hates, likes, best,
same
worst.
Words. You're saying the same words.
Yes, Taylor, we've been saying that for years. This is the worst show on the internet.
Dude.
I literally used to have a clip of
Can
Bash.
You remember
this clip of Bash going, this is the worst podcast ever, and he just screamed at the top of his lungs?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
What about this poster of the Infinity War, but instead it's all Game of Thrones characters?
Oh my god, Arya freaks me out. So does Varys as the Hulk. That's terrifying.
You don't like that?
No. Who do
You're really absorbing this, aren't you?
Who do we got here? Can we zoom in more? Who's this?
I mean, I can do this.
Who's that?
That appears to be some lady. I don't know anything about Game of Thrones.
Who is that?
Here, let me
feel like that's Jorah.
Let me just tell you who I know. Okay, we got Littlefinger over here.
Yep, who's above him?
Is that Sam?
Yep.
Okay. Night King.
Yeah.
Jaime.
Yeah.
Guy who's in love with the big...
Tormund.
Big
yep.
girl.
Mm-hmm.
Daenerys. Big girl.
Yeah.
Girl with the great boobies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name. There's Arya.
In the show, it's Missandei.
Okay. Don't know.
Oh, that's the mountain.
Okay.
I thought that was Varys.
This is Deadpool. But in an alternate
right?
universe.
Right? Like, who the fuck is that?
That's
Dink.
Tyrion.
That's Dink.
That's Tyrion. That's Sansa. She's green in this poster. I don't know who that is. Is that Cersei?
I think that's
I feel
Sansa.
Like Cersei should be up higher. No, this is Sansa.
Oh.
I don't know who this is. Chat can't see it, so just take our word. It's Cersei. It's Cersei. She's got wine. Don't know who this is. Who's that?
I think that's Grey Worm.
Okay, that makes sense. Don't know.
I think it's Jorah.
I think this is Cersei. Oh, that's the
hair.
That's the red lady.
No. That has blonde hair.
Dude, I don't know. And I don't know who this is.
Okay, I know the very furthest one behind man with antlers.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea who man with antlers is, but the one right behind it.
This is really badly done. Like, why is this guy front and center and this guy front and center? This should be Dinklage.
Also, where's John?
This should be John. Like, this should be Cersei.
Where the fuck is
like,
John?
Like, this is all over the place.
Yeah, this is horrible.
This is not good, right? Like, this is someone who downloaded Photoshop yesterday and just tried
to
be
good.
Yeah,
that's real bad.
Right, right.
I am very upset that the main fucking guy is not there.
Uh-huh.
How do you miss that one? You know he was looking at this and was like, I'm missing somebody.
I don't think he was... Oh, the guy who made it? Yeah. It's It's a spoiler that John dies, Taylor says. He was left off.
Yep.
That makes sense.
You got it. Nailed it.
What about, do you care at all about this? So after the two-hour finale, or sorry, after the finale, because it's not 2 hours, it's 80-some minutes. After the finale to Game of Thrones, there will be a two-hour documentary airing.
Sure.
It's called The Last Watch. It'll be airing after the finale. It's directed by Jeannie Finlay, who made Seahorse. You know that movie?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too. It's so good. With DB and DB serving as executive producers, it'll delve into how production like Game of Thrones come to fruition. It aims to offer something more substantial than a straightforward making-of documentary. Made with unprecedented access, Game of Thrones The Last Watch is an up-close and personal report from the trenches of production, following the crew and the cast as they contend with extreme weather, punishing deadlines, and an ever-excited fandom hungry for spoilers. Much more than a making-of documentary, this is a funny, heartbreaking story told with wit and intimacy, all about the bittersweet pleasures of what it means to create a world and then have to say goodbye to it.
I mean, yeah.
I love this sentence. Punishing deadlines. 2 years to make 6 episodes.
So hard.
Must be rough, dude.
Couldn't CGI snow. It's not like that's ever happened.
I bet they had to work nearly every day.
Almost.
Probably got weekends off, though.
I mean, maybe.
Probably holidays, too, for that
probably
one.
Probably that. Yeah. Like the summer when they couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
They didn't have the
entire
weather.
Entire years, anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe a whole entire year.
Crushing. Crushing deadlines.
Yeah.
Punishing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Are you care at all about that, man?
Just to shit on it.
But it's going to be right after the finale.
I'm going to shit on it.
Like, are we going to watch it or?
Probably not.
Like, do you feel like you're going to lean back after finale and just. Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when it's over?
I'm going to cry.
Because, like, this is like end game for me. Like, it's got to be over, but they've already started talking about next movies. Like, I know it's over, but I don't know who's going to live and die and who's going to come up next, you know? But no. I do know that they're going to have another Doctor Strange, another Spider-Man, another Black Widow. Angelina Jolie's going to be in a movie now. Captain Marvel's going to be in more movies. A Black Widow movie. Like, they're talking about, and then we got X-Men Fantastic Four. Like, I know there's going to be more, right?
Uh-huh.
Game of Thrones is just done. That's it. You got the prequels. Do you care about the prequels?
I mean, I will, yeah. I like the world, bro.
You like the world.
I like the world.
You like the world, okay.
That is until whenever that Lord of the Rings show comes out.
What if,
I might take it.
What if the show comes out and the ending of it sucks? Well, is there any possibility of it ruining the prequels if it's not very good?
No. It's a different time.
Same writers.
Different time. Just don't watch the ending of that show either.
You think you're going to be able to do that?
No, I'll watch it. And
that's what I thought.
It,
okay.
You know, that's how life goes, bro.
Yeah, I think how many sequels or prequels are they making? It's prequels and spinoffs.
Two.
Yeah, it was multiple amounts because Naomi Watts is in one, and then like I think there's one with a bunch of unknown people that are like kids. Taylor probably knows.
That sounds god awful.
Because Taylor knows a lot about Game of Thrones. The only thing Taylor doesn't know is that Sansa's the worst, and she refuses to admit it.
I bet she's excited for Dark Phoenix, man.
Are you mad that you're going to have to wait a week in between the prequels?
A what?
Like, Game of Thrones. It comes out episodically.
Uh-huh.
One a week.
You mean the final season?
No, the final season, yeah, and all the seasons up to that. Okay, I get it. Keep it the same. But do you think that moving forward, they should release them all at once like Netflix?
Probably a smart idea.
Do you think they will?
No.
I don't either.
HBO has proven to be very dumb.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there any possibility of you waiting till it's over?
I still think boxing is a big thing.
Dude, some idiots like boxing. I guarantee you there's one person in our chat right now that likes boxing, and I'm sorry for calling you an idiot. It will be like Better Call Saul. It will be a good follow-up, but not the same number of people will watch. Yeah, I agree. I'm honestly surprised Game of Thrones is as popular as it is. I think some of Game of Thrones is popular because it's popular. You know, like, some people want to watch it because everyone is watching it.
There were times in this rewatch where I was like, this is pretty soapboxy.
Like, there's better shows.
I can't think of one, though.
Like, original shows, maybe not. But better shows, I think yes.
Like, what?
Probably the upcoming Witcher series starring Henry Cavill.
Yeah, because you know, because you've seen it already. God, that show is going to suck.
Let me think. What are some better shows than Game of Thrones? Well, it's hard to compare. Fuck. Because, like, can you, do you have to compare Game of Thrones to another fantasy series?
No.
I feel
say,
like you do.
I'd say, no, you're trying to judge on entertainment value.
Like,
not writing, because it think, definitely does not have the best writing.
Oh, so you're just judging strictly on entertainment?
Yeah.
Jackass, better. Name something more entertaining than Jackass, dude.
Like Game of Thrones.
No, there's no way.
I would much rather watch Game of Thrones.
No, you wouldn't.
Than Jackass.
There's no way, dude. Yeah. You got to think of old Jackass, not the new one where no. Bam Margera's wearing a dress or whatever. Like, no. Old one. The old like Johnny ones, Knoxville's on a bull pulling Pee-wee behind him. Like,
all the stunts, fine. When they eat their own people shit,
Bam.
When they do things with shit, I'd tune out.
No, that's all later on, dude. When they're going to Home Depot and pooping in toilets, that's when they're struggling for views. I'm talking about old Jackass. Back when they're young and they have ideas. Instead of just like, we haven't pooped in a box in a Walmart yet. We can poop in a pot in a Target, and then we can poop in our hands and throw it at a homeless person and then be like, you're covered in poop. That'll be $50 million.
They'd get it, too.
So. Yeah, they would.
Shameless is all right. It's just...
I haven't seen Shameless. It's got some
it's
great
a show.
Plot. If you know what I mean.
No.
I mean, topless ladies.
I mean, yeah, there's some.
And William H. Macy is often topless as well. I like him.
It's just... It's a show that makes you hate... The show.
I've heard Shameless is really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because
it's so brutal. Because every time, all the show is, the whole concept, is let's take these characters that people love, let's get them as close as we can to the goal that they're trying to achieve,
okay.
And then just have the worst thing ever outcome of that happen. So okay. They don't achieve the goal, and something bad comes
but
out
see,
of it.
Like Ren,
that's the show.
Ren and Ball and Hobo, you're not judging that show based strictly on entertainment value. I feel like you're judging it based on the quality of the writing, of the acting, of the program in general. Colby doesn't care about that. He's like, big dragon, big sword, stab, stab, boom, boom. And that's what Colby's into when it comes to television.
I fucking hate you.
Am I wrong?
It's not accurate.
Are you saying that Game of Thrones is more entertaining than The Office?
Some episodes.
No!
It's not funnier.
Funny's entertaining.
Yeah, but there's other forms of entertaining.
Yeah, the boom, boom, big sword, big dragon.
Yeah, action is one form of entertaining, so is horror for some people. Not for me.
No.
But I'm just saying, to each his own, motherfucker.
Okay, man.
To each his own.
I just feel like Game of Thrones wouldn't be as popular as it was if people didn't keep saying it's popular. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, it's people watch it who I feel don't normally watch that type of show because they feel like everybody's watching that show, and so they have to do it.
No, you know why it's popular? It's because they took Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh. Added which, boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
End of list.
Yeah.
It's like all the nerds now get to nerd out for their nerdiness while also seeing some titties.
Yeah. And blood. I mean, I have three criteria for a good show. Boobs, blood, and bad language. Like, I used to ask Colby, he'd recommend shows to me, and I'd be like, does it meet my three B's of television?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, it doesn't do one.
You're over here shitting on Game of Thrones like it's not that big of a deal.
I'm just having to just, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's just TV.
It fits your three B's, man.
It definitely does. It might have invented the three B's.
Maybe.
I think True Blood might have invented the three B's.
That was first.
Yeah, because that show's really bad, but I watched it because of the three B's.
There's no blood in Entourage.
It's true.
I mean, there's some, but very,
and that was
very,
pre-True
very
Blood. Mm. I may have realized how great the three Bs are in my entertainment and from True Blood, realizing that I can watch literal filthy dreck that's terrible, and no one has no value whatsoever outside of the three Bs, and it can still work because of the three Bs. And I think that's what I decided, that a good show with the three Bs is going to be incredible. I think Game of Thrones might be the first one to come out.
Why blood? Does that mean just action?
Yeah, explosion, boom, boom, big sword, big dragon. Yeah, that's, I mean, blood's just, it fits the alliteration of the three
boom,
Bs.
Boom, big sword, big dragon. You know how many Bs are in that saying right there?
How many? You have to count right now.
That's
I
four.
Was about to do it, but I decided
four.
To just ask you.
It's four.
That was a late night, no parents watching show. True Blood's old now, isn't it, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to look up when that show first aired, but I think it's going to depress us.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not going to do it. Someone's going to put it in chat, and it's going to ruin us.
I just watched, I just watched the end of The Office, and that felt old, because it is. And
it's
now,
so old, they're talking about a reboot.
No.
Like, that's old, man.
That's terrible.
Well, I don't think they should do it, but they're talking about it, which means that it's old enough to reboot.
They're just struggling for anything. Just set any other job ever in the same style. Just make another Parks and Rec.
You can't do it, though, because you have to have the same writers. They tried it. Didn't they try it? What show did they do in 2008? Thanks, Ren, for ruining our lives. 11 years.
Is that when it started or
that's
ended?
When it started.
Okay.
There was another show they tried to do the Office-style show, and it didn't work. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, I can't.
But they do. They're all successful ones. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is kind of that way, isn't it?
They don't know the cameras there in Brooklyn.
Right. But it's still kind of an Office-based drama.
Yeah.
Or comedy, I mean. Yeah.
It's basically every scene that doesn't involve the, like, one-on-one.
Parks and Rec is, like, really...
Modern Family's another one of that. We're starting to watch that.
Yeah. Modern Family's great, dude. I mean, it consistently is funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's silly. It's one of those shows you can just watch in the background, but, like, it's funny. Their jokes are good. Yeah. I don't know how those people keep coming up with jokes. Like, we've done 165 episodes of this show. We recycle so much content. Like, could you imagine doing 300 episodes and you have to come up with a different story and plot every time? It's unbelievable. We talk about the same three things every week. Avengers, space... and Game of Thrones. That's all we talk about every week. These people come back, they listen to me just yell about space. You tell me I'm stupid for not liking Game of Thrones about you, and then they watch me go to the Marvel for the next 30 minutes, and that's all they watch. It's all we've done for 163 episodes, because I'll give us two that were original. That's what they watch me do.
Mm-hmm. Is that all the prep you had there, bud?
Got more. Oh, you ready to move on?
Yeah.
You excited to golf against me tonight, man?
I am. I did not know I was playing that game until an hour ago.
Yeah. We're going to golf, dude.
No, let's golf, man.
I'm going to whoop your butt.
I would rather watch you play golfing over it. Chatterbait.com/Seth and Colby.
I mean, I would do it. No one would pay.
Yeah.
Like, part of me really wants to release a nude photo. And then, just so I could be like, it exists here, go buy it, and then watch no one buy it.
Yeah. Why would anybody buy it?
That's what I'm saying. But people are
you'd
like...
You get one person that bought it, and then they'd put it in your Discord.
Ren would look, because he's messed up. Okay? Like, if Ren was like, here's a naked photo of me, I'd go look at it. Would you?
Of Ren?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd haunt my nightmares.
That's because you're normal. I would go look at it, and I would get out, I would put on a science lab coat, and I would analyze it. That's what I would do for anyone who sends me photos, because we're both soulless, black-hearted, feelings-into-the-void individuals.
I don't
okay?
think that has anything to do with your obsession with naked people.
What? No, I just like analyzing things.
Hmm?
What?
Which one of us is a conspiracy theory man?
I don't understand the question.
Like, theorist, or, like, is one of us a theory?
Every answer is him.
I technically don't exist, yeah.
Any question you ask, it's him. Kind of wants to do it, Ren. I'll analyze it. All right. How do we get on that topic? You want to keep going?
I mean, you can move along.
You care at all about this, that Seth Rogen is launching a weed company?
I don't like Seth Rogen.
Like, when I saw this headline, that Seth Rogen is doing a weed company, I just go, Seth Rogen needs money. Because I feel like if he really had his heart in a weed company, he would have started it the second weed was legalized.
Yes.
Because that's literally him.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, maybe I should start a weed company now because people stopped calling me after Sausage Party, you know? Like,
You make an anime movie where food fucks itself, then, you know, you kind of...
Is that the peak but at a low point?
At a real low point.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Pineapple Express 2's coming down the drain.
Well, they already did that. Remember, they did that in This Is The
thing.
End. It's close enough. It's as close as you're going to get. This Is The End might be the peak, and then the valley might be Sausage Party.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen his, have you ever tried to watch his show?
I didn't even know he had a show.
I think he had a show. I think he was doing Future Man? Is what it's called? It's on Hulu?
No.
It stars PETA from Hunger Games.
Josh Hutcherson.
That guy.
Hutcherson. Why do I know his name?
I don't know why you know anybody's name.
It's weird to me. I know his name.
Yeah, you're weird to me.
That's it? No description of it? Just
no, I've tried to get through the first episode like 25 times, and I can't do it.
Okay. All right, so here's what we got, all right?
Neighbors was good.
40-year-old virgin, good. Knocked Up, I don't even
know.
Was
the 40-year-old virgin his first film?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
No. Yeah, starred in and produced, so yeah, this has got to be it. It's got to be it.
No, starred in and produced. Produced.
Okay, we'll go to sell through a film.
Yeah.
All right, calm down.
That's still the first one.
It's still the first one he did, okay? So, I mean, he was in it.
Where's the actor?
How is he a producer of it?
Where's the actor list?
It's a great question. Acting roles. Here we go. Donnie Darko.
There
what?
You go. That's his first role.
Donnie Darko. Anchorman.
Scotty the cameraman.
And then 40-year-old virgin. And then you, me, and Dupree.
Dude, he's been killing it ever since he got in the game.
Shrek the Third.
He was in Donnie Darko, man. That's the first film you get in?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
sure
I agree with
very,
you.
Very, very small
that's why,
role.
That's why we look up these lists so we could be like, this guy, he tanked at this point.
He
you
was
know?
In
we could,
Shrek the Third?
We could pinpoint it, you know?
What?
Knocked Up, Jay and Seth versus the Apocalypse. So this is a short film that This is the End is based on. Superbad, great movie.
Yeah.
Superbad, fantastic. Spiderwick Chronicles, that's an animated. Horton Hears a Who animated, Kung Fu Panda animated.
No, it's not.
Step Brothers. What do you mean it's not?
The Spiderwick Chronicles?
It says voice.
Yeah.
So he was a fake character.
Yeah, but I mean it might have been CGI.
Is that not animated?
I mean technically.
Then what are we arguing about?
I don't know.
Okay. Step Brothers.
It's an animated role. It might not be an animated movie. You
Pineapple ding-dong. Express.
You ding-a-ling.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Dale. No, wait. Hold on. What? Who?
What? Who?
Sporting Goods manager?
Of what?
Oh, yeah. That's he it's was a cameo, the one who was going to give him the job, and then the guy farted.
Fanboys.
Great,
Monsters vs. Aliens.
Great underrated movie.
Fanboys?
No one's ever seen
that's a
Fanboys.
Cult, that's a cult classic, I think.
It's great.
I think
it
we watched that
so
together.
So many people.
I think we watched that.
So many people. And by so many, I mean like three.
That was in 09. Jay Baruchel, Dan Fogler, Kristen Bell, Chris Marquette, Sam Huntington. It's like five people I knew there. Observe and Report.
Seth Rogen plays two different roles in that movie.
Funny People. Green
Funny
Hornet.
People was
Green
God
Hornet
awful.
Was, I thought, I really liked Green Hornet. Am I stupid for liking Green Hornet?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul was also the worst movie I've ever
Paul,
seen.
Paul, not great. That movie end with them doing like a pub crawl?
I can't remember.
I think it did. All right. 50-50. That's when he started getting serious. 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
The Guilt Trip, another serious one. Then This is the End. Fantastic. Neighbors was good. I agree. 22 Jump Street. Ken Dog said it. I liked it.
Great movie.
Love 22 Jump Street. I wish they'd make more.
What's the Interview?
The Interview. That's that. This
oh.
One. Fantastic.
Duh.
Yeah.
Great movie.
That might have been the end. Steve Jobs serious doesn't count, right?
No.
Because then Neighbors 2 wasn't that good, right?
The Night Before, that was kind of serious. That had...
I don't remember this
yeah,
one.
That
oh,
had,
that one. This one was okay.
It was okay.
That one's okay. That one's okay.
I'd rewatch that one.
Neighbors 2, I think, was okay. So really, it's like from 22... Really, it's from... what? The Interview. From The Interview, it's downhill. Because if you don't count as animated movies, you don't count as serious movies, because as comedies, he writes. Those are like his films, right? So it's like...
He did the Ollie Lee Show. Oh, no, he wrote
You're down
for
at
it.
TV.
He wrote for the Ollie Lee Show, man.
The Ollie Lee.
Ollie G?
Ollie Lee. Yeah, 2015 and forward's been lackluster. Because, yeah, there's not really anything good. I mean, Sausage Party was okay, but it wasn't good.
No.
You know? And all these other ones, cameos, like The Disaster Artist, like, he's not the point of that movie.
No.
I don't know what Arizona is. Uncredited cameo. Like Father. Nope. Long Shot. Nope. The Lion King. He'll be Pumbaa, but it's animated. It won't count. He actually
what
hasn't
the fuck
made
is
a lot
the
of things.
Long Shot.
Maybe we shouldn't say his career has gone downhill because he really hasn't made anything since Sausage Party. I mean, honestly.
He was mainly the guy behind The Disaster Artist.
No, that's James Franco.
Yeah, but still, he wrote and produced it.
I don't think he did.
I'm sure he did.
Produced by James Franco, Vince Jovellette, Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, James Weaver. Screenplay by Scott Neustoster.
Didn't write it.
Michael H. Weber. Yeah, he just backed it. That's all he did. What's the new movie he's in? Good Boys? Close that. We're not looking at that. Looks like Long Shot is the newest movie he's in.
Who is in that?
Long Shot?
Yeah.
Let's look. Let's see. It's a 2019 romantic comedy.
Charlize Theron. That's
Seth Rogen is Charlize Theron.
This is the new one that's coming out.
Plot follows a journalist who begins to spend time with his former babysitter who is now running for president.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked real dumb.
Comes out May 3rd, 2019. I haven't heard one thing about this movie. That probably can't be good, right? Mm. Andy Serkis is in it, dude.
What?
Andy Serkis!
And
he has one coming out called Good Boys. I'm positive. What? It's not on the list, man.
Who's the guy?
Is it TV?
Who's the sergeant in 21 Jump Street? Ice Cube. Stars his son.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not on here. Wikipedia doesn't lie, bro.
I don't know what Good Boys is. I don't know.
Von Hobo is probably directed us to something about his truck.
It's probably a direct-to-Canada release.
It would still be on this movie? This thumbnail disturbs me. Produced by Seth Rogen. He's not in it. He just produced it.
Yeah, that's a really bad cover art.
Terrifies me, to be honest. I'm horrified by it. I'm horrified by it, dude.
Yeah, give me that horrified look.
Okay. What about this, man? You care about this? Male birth control pill. I mean, double up, right? Anything you can do.
Yep.
Okay, we're on the same page about this one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about this apartment in Australia? This is essentially a $600 a week apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Where your garage is also your kitchen.
Oh.
Like, you could see a car here next to your kitchen. And then your entryway, you have to enter through the bathroom in order to get to your house or your garage / kitchen to get into your living room. $600 a week.
A week?
A week.
Yeah. What is the BIR, you think?
I think that's like a sliding glass window.
Burr.
I don't know, man.
Courtyard.
Like.
Dude, I'd do it. Minus that money, I'd do it.
Oh, man.
You would not do that.
Rock hard!
Ballin' Hobo, 7 months of subs. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. He put a trailer in here.
Odd Boys?
Is this the trailer?
Hey, as you know, I am one of the producers on your movie, Good Boys.
Yeah, see, he's not in this movie. He's just producing it. Like, this, he's not actually in this movie.
Just watch this dumb trailer.
All right, man.
Unfortunately, I'm here with bad news. You guys cannot watch the trailer for your own movie.
What? Are you serious? Are you kidding?
It's just too messed up for kids your age. There's drugs, there's violence, there's swearing, and although we've decided it's okay for you to do these things in the movie, you can't watch yourselves do them in the trailer.
That's fucked up.
Oh, it is fucked up.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah.
You can't watch yourself say that. That's fucked up. Welcome to Hollywood.
That was pretty funny. I meant the actual trailer for the movie.
No, that's enough. That's all you need.
Well, it is fucked up.
I mean, yeah, but it's also not true. They can watch it with a parent or an adult.
They could also just watch it because the internet exists.
They could also just go to YouTube. Yes.
But, I mean, legally, they can't show that to them.
Yes, they legally can.
No, they shouldn't.
It's literally YouTube's doing that exact thing.
No, that's not what's happening.
Okay. All right, man. What else do I got here? How about this guy who is building a cheese wall at the Mexican border to make America great again? GRATE. Great, like grating cheese.
But isn't that just gonna melt?
Who cares? Look at the pun. There are currently 200 blocks of cheese stacked and ripening in the sun at the United States border with Mexico. They're the work of LA-based Canadian board artist Cosimo Cavallaro, who hopes to construct a 1,000-foot-long, 6-foot-high cheese wall as a critique of the Trump-supported federal border wall, which would make America great again. It is part art project, part political statement. He is fundraising his effort at GoFundMe. He says each block of cheese costs $100. Currently, he has only raised $2,090 and 300 grand.
That's by 23 people, though. That's crazy. Nope.
You don't want to support the man and his cheese wall, dude?
Definitely not.
Why not? Okay. I'm honestly not sure I could show this on stream. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
So, you have seen this?
I mean, most of it, yeah.
Okay, so, there's technically no nudity.
It was on Facebook.
There's technically no nudity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
risky.
If they ban our channel, we just don't do the show, right?
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Let's do it. Let's roll these dice, man. Let's go.
I mean, there's technically no nudity.
I mean, technically not. You've watched it through, right?
I have watched the whole thing through because I wanted to see if I could play it on the show because it's really, really weird.
Then I'd say roll the dice. Let's go.
Like, I gotta tell you, audience watching live on Twitch, you gotta strap in for this one. Okay, because this is really weird.
Have you ever listened to it?
No, and I'm not going to.
Come on, I need to hear it.
I haven't proofread the audio. I don't know
what's the audio going to say.
All right, man. I mean, that's true. It's true. Okay, guys, strap in. Audio listeners, you're just going to have to come watch, because if you describe it, it's not going to work.
And you're going to think we're lying.
Okay. So...
Too. Damn, that's a pretty big blunt.
You call that a blunt? This is a blunt.
Why is he doing it on a violin, man?
That's the question you ask?
Yeah. Also, that's impressive.
Dude, this whole video is impressive in many ways.
Did they try to break the internet with this? Or like... They were like, what's gonna go viral online? Let's see, midgets. We got that. Sorry, little people.
They got three sizes.
We got little people.
They got a medium, a small, and a large.
Weed. Everybody likes weed right now. Let's do weed.
What did we just watch, man?
Almost nudity. Let's push the limits here.
I mean, I think it was
on
Instagram originally.
And then a guy with a fucking violin playing Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Yeah. You're way less disturbed by that than I feel you should be. Like, I was just watching it. I'm just like, what? It's just more and more. It's weird to me that there are three people of different sizes.
Yeah, one's a dwarf, one's a midget, and one's normal.
Wait, there's a difference now between dwarf and midget? I don't think that's true.
No, that is true.
What you should be worried about, Britt, is that your boyfriend isn't really disturbed about that. Disturbed me.
You should be.
Colby's just like, I like weed, I like midget butts, let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay. Speaking of TOS breaking, what about this video, man? What about this one right here?
Yeah, I don't think you can show that one.
I already showed it. I just showed it right now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Like, literally?
It's a foot.
To the internet?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a foot. What's wrong with a foot?
I mean, nothing, I guess. Technically, for a second there, it was a breast.
No, that's always a foot. It doesn't transform. Corey's brain doesn't function properly. That's from your girlfriend.
She knows me best.
Okay, man. I mean, I guess so. Okay, well, that's it. That's all I had.
Perfect.
To be honest with
end
you,
of the show.
I expected the video with the violin and the midgets.
It would have been weirder if I hadn't seen it, but I saw it.
And the Power Wheels and the violin. Would you stop looking at Reddit?
No,
that's where my prep comes from.
It was on Facebook.
Bend your elbow and zoom in on the crack? Yeah, dude. It's not hairy enough, though. No one would buy it. I don't know how to just continue after knowing that you
ready
just,
to golf, man? Let's
dude,
golf.
I'm ready to golf, but like, why were we watching that video? Well, I was trying to disturb your boyfriend, Britt, and he didn't care. And now I'm going through disturbed.
You remember?
Disturbed.
Damn it. You had to move shit.
I didn't move at all. I am a stone.
You moved. You hit the table. I'm as dark and twisty as you. I just have more compassion for humanity.
Do you want to see Matthew? You want to see the photo of Matthew?
No.
Because me and Rin stared at it. And until you can stare at that photo, you're not as dark and twisted as
him. No. I mean, which one? The nude one?
Yeah.
It's not the nudity I care about. It's his face. I can't do his face.
There's a lot about that photo, though, that it needs to be explained by science, and no one can stare at it but me and Rin. It's like the Ark of the Covenant, and I'm God and he's Jesus.
That's good.
We're the only people who can look at it.
You have found the one skill that you are better at than anyone else on the planet.
No, Rin's good at it too. I'm actually not even good at
that. You and him are the same.
No.
Same, but different.
He's still better.
Same.
He can
but
grow,
different.
He can grow facial hair.
What is that from?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
We are same. Anybody can tell me what that's from. I would sincerely appreciate it.
You almost said suck, didn't you?
No.
You did. You were about to be like,
I was about to say successfully, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, Bon, I mean, that's probably true, too, but those are kind of the same thing. Like, wanting to see it and being able to see at it are the same thing. Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. I hate you.
Why?
Multiple reasons.
I didn't even do anything.
I don't need to explain to you.
You're going to have to end the show if you can move my mic.
Everybody, that's the show. We're done.
Wasn't good.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes and then also in like 2 days.
I mean, you've heard me do this 200 times. You know, why can't you do it better?
That's the end of the show.
That's not the end! Don't end it!
We'll be right
back. That's not good! You don't even know how!
We'll be...
You just minimized it! Minimizing it doesn't do anything! Now it's my head! What are you doing?
We got it!
That was the worst I've ever seen. You didn't turn up the music. You didn't mute the mics. We're still live. We're still live on the mics.
Unmute it!
Oh, you want me to do it now? Okay, all right, whatever.